Daily Devotions from the United Reformed Church.
Daily Devotion for Friday the 29th of March 2024, Good Friday. Reading St. Mark chapter 15 verses 21 to 41. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull, and they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucified him, and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews," and with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that he may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, the younger, and of Joses and Salome. These used to follow him and provided for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. Reflection. Let us begin today's daily devotion by asking ourselves a simple question. What is good about Good Friday? I would only imagine that Simon of Cyrene, a man who was compelled to carry Jesus' cross, and the dejected and downtrodden disciples would be scandalized to consider this day would be called Good Friday. The brutality and humiliation that Jesus went through had left the disciples confused and fearful. But why were the disciples so disheartened and fearful? Hadn't Jesus told them that he would die and be raised? Isaiah predicted Jesus' suffering. He was despised and rejected by humanity, a man suffering and with familiar pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised and was held in low esteem. Isaiah 53 verses 3 and 5. The crucifixion was always part of God's plan for the redemption of God's people. On Good Friday, Jesus, the sinless Son of God, took all the heinous sins of humanity upon his shoulders. St. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 writes, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Right before he died, he said, "It is finished," and the curtain of the temple was torn in two, from top to bottom. The curtain being torn was divine proof that Jesus' mission was accomplished. What is the message of the cross? St. Paul wrote, "The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. In today's passage, there is a stunning example of a person crossing from perishing to salvation. The centurion looks at Jesus, sees how he dies, and all of a sudden he says, "Surely this man was the Son of God." This man had a revolution when he looked again at the cross. It changed him. Indeed, it was Good Friday. Amen. Prayer. God, it is heartbreaking to realise the mocking, the brutal torture, and the crass injustice Jesus had to endure for us. We can only wonder at the pain that Jesus went through to save us from eternal separation from you. We humbly thank you that he became sin on our behalf, so that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. Thank you for your amazing grace to us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. This daily devotion by the Reverend Samuel Silungwi, minister at the Rockingham Group of URC's Kettering. Read by Roy Calcutt.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotion from the United Reformed Church. We hope you tune in again tomorrow.